מסכת אבות פרק ב' משנה ת'. אמר להם רבן יוחנן בן זכאי, told these five students, שאו וראו איזו דרך ישרה שידבק בה האדם. Go figure out what's the proper path that a man should connect to. He was asking his great students, what character trait should they work on? Thought Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, somebody should devote himself to developing one area of expertise when it came to character traits. Don't be somebody who looks all over the place, but really work on one special midah. And he wanted them to think about and to conclude what they thought the most important midah somebody should work on. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ayin Tova. Said Rabbi Eliezer, a good eye. A good eye means somebody who's sameh behelko, he's happy with what he has in life. He's not jealous of other people. Once a person gets to that point where he's not jealous of other people, he gets along with everybody, he doesn't have any ka'as, he's successful, and he develops a respect and ahava ve'achva, a love and brotherhood for other people, and he doesn't need to really compete at all with what others have. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, Haver Tov, says Rabbi Yehoshua, a good friend. A good friend has the ability to give you rebuke and to guide you and to be honest with you if you're doing something that's not the best. Rabbi Yose Omer, Shachen Tov, agrees, Rabbi Yose, that you need somebody who's going to rebuke you and be there to just keep you straight. But a friend is not the best thing because he's only there with you during the daytime. But a shachen, a neighbor, sees you at all times and he'll always be available to put you on the right path and to help monitor your behavior. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Haro'et Hanolad, says Rabbi Shimon, somebody who sees the outcome of his actions, somebody who considers the future before he acts and he makes the right choices and he makes sure that choices that would be bad for his future, he doesn't get involved in. A person who thinks this way is always going to think ahead, and anytime he has a desire, anytime he has a pull to do an avera, he'll hold back because he knows it's not the right thing because of the onish, because of the punishment that the person would receive because of the avon. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lev Tov, says Rabbi Elazar, a good heart. A heart is a person improving his personality. He's improving how he looks at things. He's patient with others. He's calm. He's not an angry person. And he even acts that way when people are wrong to him. Amar Lahem, Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai said to the students, Ru'e ani et divrei Elazar ben Arach min divreichem. He said, I see the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach over all of yours. Shebichlal devarav divreichem. Because included in his words are all of your words. Included in Lev Tov is somebody who has such control over his emotions and his mind that all of the good midot sort of come with it, and therefore it should be a person's real focus. A person who has a lev tov is going to be happy with what he has in life. He's going to go to other people to seek advice. He's going to think of the future before he acts. It's automatic, so therefore it's all inclusive on everything else that was said in the Mishnah. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai gave his students another job. Amar lahem, si'uru. Ezehui derech ra'ah shitrahek mimen ha'adam. He told them, what's a negative type of character trait that you should distance yourself from? He asked them a separate question here in the opposite. Okay, let's say you worked on a positive midah, but what's a negative midah that you could stay away from and that a person should work on? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ayin Ra'ah, says Rabbi Eliezer, a bad eye. Somebody who has a bad eye is greedy, he's self-centered, and therefore they'll lead a person to commit many types of avirot. When a person is jealous of other people, he won't be able to see them in a positive light, and he becomes very cynical. He becomes a person who starts to question his rabbis and the intentions of his teachers, and then he looks at Hashem in a negative way, and he's down a path that's going to put him at total opposition to a Torah lifestyle. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer Havera, says Rabbi Yehoshua, bad friend. Bad friend is going to take him off of the right path and put him on the wrong path. Rabbi Yose Omer Shachen Ra, says Rabbi Yose, a bad neighbor. Like we learned earlier, a bad neighbor is somebody who will constantly influence him at all times, day and night, and therefore you should stay away from bad neighbors. Rabbi Shimon Omer Halove Ve'eno Meshalem, says Rabbi Shimon, a person who borrows but does not repay. Ehad Halove Min Ha'adam Kelove Min HaMakom Baruch Hu. Somebody who borrows from a person is like one who borrows from Hashem. Shene'emar, like the pasuk in Tehillim tells us, Lovera shah velo yishalem v'sadik honen v'noten. A wicked person borrows and doesn't pay back, but a righteous person gives in a gracious way. And when he does that, Hashem is going to take care of him. Hashem is going to pay him back. And the borrower is a rasha, because not only did he not pay somebody back, but he forced in a way Hashem to pay that person back. And now he still has an outstanding debt. So he needs to introspect and think about who he is as a person. And when a person acts like that, he's going to gain a very bad reputation. People are not going to trust him anymore. People won't let him borrow if he does need in the future. And therefore, a person like this fits the character traits that Nabi Shimon spoke about earlier, where he said a person has to think about his future. He praised an individual who saw into the future. And this type of person, when he borrows from somebody, he doesn't see the ramifications of what he does. He doesn't see the future. Rabbi Elazar Omer Lev Ra, says Rabbi Elazar, a bad heart, somebody who is easily angry and somebody who doesn't work on himself. He's impatient, and it sort of controls all of his other emotions. It's the command center for the rest of his character traits. And therefore, Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai said, Amar lahem ro'e ani divrei Elazar ben Arach min divreichem, shebekelal devarav divreichem. Said Rabbi Yohanan ben Zakkai, I see the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach's words over yours, because included in his words are all of your words, that a person should not have a bad heart.